Hello, this is Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. The fight over Yahoo's board continues to heat up. The Money Beat podcast breaks it down on this week's financial food fight, coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to the Food Fight. Paul Vigna, Stephen Grosser, Market Watch's Chuck Jaffe, and a new participant today, Aaron Kurloff, who is a markets reporter here. Senior markets reporter, Aaron?
Yes, as in chronologically older than.
Yeah. All right. And listen, we're going to kick off the Food Fight. I already have a bone to pick because somebody was a half an hour late, and I want to know why. I'm looking at the two guys in the room with me right now.
Like, when have you been punctual?
Punctual is 1 o'clock we're doing the taping. 1 o'clock is one. When did 1 o'clock not become 1 o'clock?
Hey, our senior markets reporter does not understand 20 to 30 minutes. That's not my fault.
Senior markets reporter comes in at a quarter after with a chicken parm sandwich.
Well, we move at the pace of the chicken parm market in the markets.
We have to give him credit. He is in today, and there's really no reason for him to be.
That's true. There is absolutely no reason for him to be.
Chicken parm. I thought you guys were listening.
Say what, Chuck?
The rest of us are in today.
Yeah, the rest of us are in. We're in. We're working hard.
That's true.
All right. Well, for future reference, gentlemen, we're going to have to work on our ability to read a clock. So I kid.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
If you want some chicken parm, you can just ask.
I know. I wanted it. It looked good. All right. Look, let's talk about this. For the markets, it was kind of a quiet week. I mean, I know in the rest of the world there were very weighty things happening, but for the markets, it was kind of a quiet week. But one of the more interesting stories this week has to be this, what I think, crazy story with Yahoo and Sequoia trying to throw out the entire
Starboard, with
Starboard trying to throw out the entire board of directors at Yahoo.
I don't think it's that crazy. I
mean, you don't?
Like, think about Yahoo and think about how many CEOs this company has had over the last decade. How many, activist investors, have been in there. I mean, this is a company that has lost its way a long time ago and hasn't been able to find it, be able to compete with Google. The last three, 4 years, I mean, its stock has been basically trading on Alibaba's. It's stake in Alibaba, which is one of the largest
shareholders. You're talking about the Marissa Mayer.
Right. Like, I mean, everyone, she came in, the stock rose quite a bit.
Yeah. There was a lot of excitement when she came in.
But it actually wasn't really tied to her. It was tied to the fact that Alibaba was planning an IPO.
Right.
And it had a huge stake in it.
Right.
And then, since Alibaba's gone, public, you've seen Yahoo's value go with Alibaba's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a company that it feels like it doesn't have even if it did have a strategy, I'm not sure it would sort of work against the Facebooks, the Googles, that are out there.
But how is it? And look, you guys really all follow this whole world of activist investors. You follow that stuff more closely than I do. How unprecedented is it for a firm that owns only about 1% of the shares, right, to agitate for dumping the entire board?
It's not unprecedented.
No. It's not.
No. And what typically happens is the activist investor is weighing one of two options. They're weighing the option that says, let me try to get my candidate onto the board. Let me see if I can put enough pressure to get one person onto the board. But one person onto the board doesn't necessarily change anything about the status quo, which is why sometimes that kind of stuff will work. Or there's the throw the bums out attitude. And right now, given where we are in this country, if you had your choice of those two with just about any situation, wouldn't you go with throw the bums out?
A lot of people are. Now, what are the odds that they can pull this thing off? I mean, if they own 1% of the stock, and I'm a simple man, but it seems to me that they have to get a lot of other people, no pun intended, on board with their plan.
Right, but I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction with that company. I mean, if you look at it, it's like, look at, Bill Ackman with P&G. I mean, a few years ago, he had less than 2%, maybe 1% stake. It was a very small stake, even though monetary, it was $1 billion investment. He was still able to affect change. He got the CEO at the time left, and they brought back the old CEO. Just because it's a small stake these days does not mean that you can't change anything. Look at Apple, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple – like Icahn doesn't have a huge stake in Apple. Mm-hmm. I mean, by any means, but he's gotten, you know, they argue that he hasn't, but he's been pushing for buybacks right. and dividends, and they've given a lot of money back to shareholders over.
Yeah.
Well, and if affect change, yes, you can affect change. You can make it that the board pays attention and at least does what they need to do to make sure that folks feel appeased. If you're asking what are the odds that, hey, with 1% you could mount a campaign that's going to get the board thrown out and a new board in, that's not happening unless it has nothing to do with ordinary shareholders. If you can't convince the big proxy analysis right. firms that they want to go do this and they want to tell fund companies who are the bigger owners of shares, hey, vote your shares against the current board and vote for the new board, which virtually never happens at the corporate level, then without that, it's impossible. So the odds are, no, there's never going to be a time that Starboard gets 9 directors on and gets the entire slate out.
Yeah, but to underscore Steve's point, I mean, I think there is a lot of investor dissatisfaction with this company. I mean, they were in search. They were in fantasy sports. They were in regular sports writing for a while. It's not clear to a lot of investors what they do and what their plan is, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I think investors should be upset. I think it's great to see. I just whether or not this was the right tactic, again, the question's going to ultimately be, what kind of bone can you get thrown in the direction of the activist investors?
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.